Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
Hey, good morning, amazing at home and Seller Roundtable extras. This morning, I'm going to answer Carol's question about what do we do about packaging? How do we do it? Where do we get it? When? Right? That's a great question. And I can't wait to answer it because I just had to do this yesterday. I had asked the supplier about packaging and then I was like, oh my gosh, I have so much to do. I better get my crap together. Right? So I'll tell you all about that today. This morning I'm having some coffee. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone. Well, it's not really a happy weekend, but it's one of those weekends in America where we honor the fallen. And this morning, we at our CrossFit gym and every CrossFit gym across the country, and some of them do it on Monday on actual Memorial Day, and some of them do it on Saturday. Our gym's doing it on Saturday and Monday, but we do the Murph workout. It's in memory of Lieutenant Michael Murphy, who was 29 when he died. From New York, and his favorite workout was this workout. And you start with a mile run and you do 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, and 300 squats, and then you finish it off with another mile run. And we do this every Memorial Day. And Rashid lately has been doing it with a weighted vest because he's cray. I don't know, but you know, it's one of those workouts that just, it takes everything out of you. And it's a cool way to remember the fallen because they gave everything, they gave their life. And when you are ready to give up because you are so damn tired and you don't think you can do one more push-up, you can think about the people who have been in combat and the people who have given their all. And it's a really cool way to honor them. So anyway, that's what we're doing this morning. Look at me, I'm getting all teary-eyed and everything. But let's talk about packaging. Packaging, oh my goodness. Okay, so first of all, what about packaging? I want to encourage you, as soon as you start talking to a supplier, about a product, ask them about packaging options. They are used to sending out their products packaged in 99% of cases, right? So in the case of Sifties, my US factory didn't really have packaging options for me. So in the case of a US made product or a product that you're packaging yourself at your home in the US, so let's just say you're testing products and you need to have packaging here at home, that, you know, you're bringing them together. Maybe it's a unique bundle and you're bringing them together in a box. So in that case, then you can search for packaging on Google. So you can just come over here to Google and you can put in packaging companies near me. So in San Antonio, I can see I have a few different, you know, packaging supply stores, packaging companies, that kind of thing. And that's what I did. I started calling packaging companies and I said, I have a product that is this large. So you need to know the dimensions of your product, right? And I need a box for it. And they'll mostly ask what type of box. So, you know, you need to do your research on that too. Think about other products that you've seen and what kind of boxes they've come in. Think about how, your product needs to be packed because they will ask you that, right? And if you're not sure, nearly all of them will have an option for you to like go in and like bring your product with you, your sample, right? and talk about the best options. That's what they're good at. So that's what I did with Sifties. I brought my my 3D printed prototype in there, and I was like, help, what do I do? And, you know, they helped me with the right size box so that it wasn't like jostling around a lot. And then we talked about, what do we want to put on the box? So that's when they talked to me about different printing options for the box. So let's say you just have a little gift, you know, box, like something that is easy, a little bundle. What you can do is you can get a box from just a plain white box or a plain cardboard box from your local packaging company or, you know, packaging supply store, anything like that. And then what you can do is you can go on to like uprinting.com. So let me just bring that up, uprinting.com, and or any online printing website. And what you can do here is you can create a sticker for the box. So see, these stickers are 1 cent each. And you can just design your own sticker for the box. And you can see that uPrinting also already has boxes that you can get. So you can potentially see they have custom boxes. So you can get custom mailer boxes and stuff like that created for you. And now, in nearly every case, so let's talk about your supplier in China or India or whatever they are, most of them are going to have packaging options. And what I do is I just get in touch with that supplier on WeChat. And I know people are like, well, you have to talk to him on Alibaba. Like, otherwise you're not protected. Well, just talk to your supplier. These are just talking about options. You know, you don't have to be defensive and scared when you're talking about packaging options. So you can always ask the supplier, like, hey, can I talk to you on WeChat? We can talk about different packaging options and stuff like that. Now, when you get things actually in writing from them, I recommend either you have an email with that in writing, not just their word that, okay, that's okay. And that either that or you have it on Alibaba. And what I've found is that no supplier has had a problem with that. So like if we're talking on WeChat and I'm like, hey, you know, can you send that to me via email, like what you just said, because I would like it in my email in writing. They're like, yep, no problem. No problem at all. And they'll send it to me, right? So anyway, when you start talking about the product that you have selected with the supplier, and you get it down and you've received your sample and it, you know, looks great. And you're just like, okay, this is awesome. You know? Well, then the next question is ask your supplier about packaging options and they'll tell you what options they have. They'll say, you know, I think one of the products I'm working on right now, it has a poly bag. So just a plastic bag over the top. So you have to make sure that it doesn't need a suffocation label, and suffocation warning label. And Amazon has those packaging guidelines laid out on their website. So you can go to their website and go to Seller Central and type in packaging and they'll tell you like what size poly bag. So this product that I'm sourcing is very small. And so I do not need a suffocation label because it's a tiny little bag, right? So that's the first thing that you need to think about is look at those different packaging options. So if most suppliers call these boxes color box. So if you don't want the poly bag, let's say you're worried about the way Amazon handles inventory and you're just like, oh man, I need a little more protection than that. Or think about a color box too. You might pay a little bit more for it, but what it's going to do is give you the ability to advertise on all four sides. So that's really cool too. Those are some different options you can think about, and your supplier, should be able to give you some decent prices for that because they have partnerships, right? And they can get things and then they're going to be packaging them all together. So, okay, you've chosen your package and you have, and Alibaba, by the way, also has packaging. Like you can go on Alibaba and you can search for packaging boxes, packaging bags, and you'll find all kinds of stuff. There's services on Alibaba that will do this for you. But anyway, so if if your supplier gives you like a super high price for like, I think Stephen and I were in, when we were in Canton, Stephen was talking with the supplier and they said, you know, that their price for a box was like so expensive. And, you know, Stephen was saying about his target price, what it was and all that. And he was saying, I have better packaging options that I can work with you on. And, you know, we can get the price down of this thing. So, and the supplier was very open to that. You know, they want more customers. So they're not going to, you know, shy away when you say, hey, I know a better packaging supplier. I can hook you up, you know? So anyway, you have lots of options. You can just order the products somewhere else, put them together yourself. But now you've got your packaging defined. Everything's good, right? Well, what the heck are you going to put on the box, right? Or what are you going to put in the bag? So often in the poly bag, so this product that I'm sourcing is going in a poly bag, and it's very durable, so I'm not worried about it needing bubble wrap or something like that. But I asked the supplier, I'm like, I don't just want like my ASIN on there. That's boring. And, you know, I want to be able to connect with the customer. So I asked my supplier, I said, okay, well, what size do you recommend would fit inside of that poly bag? I would like to put an insert inside or a color card. That's what they often call it, a color card. First time my supplier said color card, I was like, what's that? And then she sent a picture. So that's the other thing. You can always ask them, send a picture of what you're talking about. And they have options for pictures. So the other day, a supplier asked me for a PDF for a design for a bag that I'm doing. And I was like, can you send me an example PDF of what you've gotten from other suppliers or from other importers? Because I don't know what you expect. And they sent it to me. And I was like, oh, that's easy. I got it. I was totally overthinking it. So don't be afraid to just ask the question. Okay. So anyway, you know, packaging. Oh, geez. Okay. So what goes on your packaging? You need to think about, first of all, your logo, right? Is your logo going to get printed on the product? Is it going to go on the packaging? Most likely it is. So do you have a logo? That's the first question, right? Lately, my secret for getting a logo is going to freelancer.com and posting a project and turning that project into a contest. So it's confusing because if you go to Freelancer, you can literally, the suggested bid for a project like that, for a contest for logo design. So you just click project and then you put logo design in the subject line and then you explain what you need in a logo. And then you go to, you say, make this a contest. So there's like, cause it's not obvious how to start a contest there, but literally the suggested bid for a contest is $110. And I always put it at $60 and I get a ton of entries, and lots of high quality stuff. So first thing you need is a logo. So decide on your logo and get that done. Make sure that you get it in all kinds of formats from your supplier, or excuse me, from your logo designer, so that you can white it out if you need to, remove the background, whatever. And so I always get PSD, AI, all the different formats for logos. So that I can open them up in Photoshop, do whatever I need to do with them. So anyway, your supplier will ask you to send them the logo. Now, one of my products that I'm redesigning right now is patented and trademarked, and I'm redesigning a portion of it in China. Most of my products are patented and trademarked because I do unique stuff, but at the end of the day, do you think that I'm going to send a supplier a logo? No, not without them first signing an NNN. So yesterday and the day before this, I've had several suppliers that I sent NNNs to because they asked, Amy, can you send us the design and send us your logo for us to give you a quote? And I responded, no, I need you to sign an NNN because my stuff is protected. Do you have an issue with that? And they said, nope. So now I'm waiting on all of those NNNs to be signed, and then I will send the final designs. So first I just send the designs of the, like the basic, like the dimensions of the product and all of that. Like I don't send like the details of, oh, I need this to be this material or this to be this. I just send the qualities of it. So waterproof, this size by this size, you know, folding, whatever, right? And then they say, do you want your logo on it? And I say, yes. And then they say, can you send your logo? And I say, no, I need you to sign an NNN. Are you good with that? And I email it to them, and then they need to sign it and seal it and send it back to me before I will send them designs. Anyway, so that's a side note from packaging. But packaging, first thing you need is your logo. The second thing you need is a UPC. So just for you guys, I've brought up DataHub. DataHub, dh.gs1us.org. So if you're in Australia, I believe this is like au.org. Anyway, when you're in DataHub, you're going to click on product and you're going to click create. And okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to put in your product description. You're going to put in the product industry, which is going to be general unless it's apparel. And then you're going to put the packaging level each. You're going to put in your brand name. And then you are going to assign the G10, auto assign the G10. Okay. You could assign it manually, but you really don't need to. GS1 will automatically assign the next one for you. And then you have to click save, or it will not let you actually create the barcode. And then once you click save, it will give you the option to actually put this product in use. So the status will go from draft to in use. So you save it first, then you make it in use, and then you'll be able to click up here, you'll get new tabs, and you'll be able to click on a barcode, okay? And that's where you can go to the barcode and you can view it and you can download the PNG for that barcode. That's what you can use to put that barcode into your packaging. And now I know what you're thinking, everybody on Amazon, and no, I need an FN SKU. Well, newsflash, when you put a UPC into Amazon, into your listing, and Amazon scans it when they go to check in your product, it automatically applies to that ASIN. Now, you can put, if you would like, you can put the FN SKU and the UPC on the package. I get a lot of questions about this. It says in Amazon's packaging guidelines that you should cover the UPC with the FN SKU. Like you shouldn't have both of them on there, but let me tell you, they're the same. So if you go into your inventory on Seller Central and you scan a package, the UPC on a package, it will bring up that ASIN. Ding, ding, ding. If you scan the FN SKU label, it will bring up that ASIN. So it brings it up both of them. And so I put both on my products, and let me tell you why. I ensure that I do this because if you ever want to change your title or something in your listing, Amazon requires you to submit a photo or a website of that product with the manufacturer's barcode on it, not an FN SKU. So then people are going and trying to change their own product, their own private label, and they can't change it because Amazon will not accept a picture of a product with an FN SKU on it. And the only thing they put on there is their FN SKU. So then I'm having them like, okay, well, go and print out your barcode and a sticker and put it on your product and take a picture of it and send that to Amazon. But anyway, so you can put both on the package. It's okay. Yeah. Okay, last part of packaging. You ready? What do you want the customer to do when they see your packaging? Even if you hire a packaging designer from Fiverr, or you hire my team to do your color card or take your dye line and change it into a color box, whatever you do, right? You will need to tell us or your designer what you want on that package. You don't want to put the fate of your packaging in someone else's hands as far as the words that go on it. So think about what you want the customer to do, either what with this insert or the box or whatever, right? What, when they open that box or they open the package or they see your package, the other thing is you can put your packaging in your main photo on Amazon. Is there something, is there a free bonus item? Is there something on your packaging that you would like to tell the customer? You know, 25 included, whatever, right? Put it on your packaging, make it look awesome and put that in your main photo. That's going to set you apart. So one of the products that I am bringing to market is of better quality than anything else on the market. And I always tell people, oh my gosh, nobody's gonna be able to tell the quality from your photo. Well, people will be able to tell the quality from my photo because I'm putting that sucker all over the packaging. And I want that packaging to look good. Also, I use humor. So I just designed a package color card yesterday, and I put the UPC in the corner. You also must put made in China. So I put, you know, I always make like a funny thing about, you know, it being made in China, you know, or I say proudly made in China with our partner factory, whatever, you know, I'm not embarrassed of my products being made in China. And I want people to know that. And then, you know, I made it very clear in the title, because this is a color card going inside of a poly bag, and I want to be able to use it in my main photo. I made it very clear in the title of this product, big bold on top, made it very clear what this was and the quality of it. And that way I can use it right in my main photo and people are going to go, oh, that's what I want. I want that. So, and it's going to look like different than anybody else's main photo of this product. And it's going to tell the story of my product in right in the main photo. So think about that. Second thing is, do you need to include instructions for use? I can't tell you how many times I've gotten a product from Amazon, a private label product, and there's no instructions for use. And people say, well, it's in my listing. Another newsflash, people don't read the listing. They don't read the listing. Okay. You need to put it in your product. It's going to, in your packaging, it's going to create a better customer experience. It's going to help them with that brand recognition. It's going to help them feel close to you and warm and fuzzy. You want that. Okay. Next. So what do you want them to do? How do you want it to look? How do you want it to be presented? Does it need ingredients? Does it need instructions? You know, think about all of the aspects. Think about the story of the person opening your package. Should you put something on the box lid? Do you want them to take an action, like sign up for a warranty, like contact you and not return this item to the store, that kind of stuff? All of that needs to be included in your packaging design. So think about, just create like a mock-up of what you want it to look like. And then you can give that to the packaging designer and say, I want these words over here and I want this here. And then I want you to make it look good with all that stuff. And that's fine, you know, but you need to provide that information because otherwise you're going to miss out on that. Right. So, make sure that you know what actions you want them to take. And then the other thing, if you want them to email you, you need to make sure you have an email. If you want them to go to a website to sign up to be a product tester, you need to make sure that you have that webpage built so that you can put that right there. If you want them to save 20% off your other products using a coupon code, you need to go create that coupon code on Amazon right now so that you have it, right? You can test it out so that it can go in your insert. It can go on your packaging, all of that. You need to make sure that you test all of that. So in my example of the packaging I made yesterday, I already own the domain name and I know I can make a slash page. I know that. So for me, it's not hard to just go ahead and put that on my insert and worry about creating it later. I know I can create any email address for that domain because I own it. So I can put, you know, email support at mybrand.com and I'm not going to have a problem with that, with testing that. But those are all things that you need to think about. What action do you want the customer to take? You need to have your UPC on there. You need to have made in China on there. You need to make sure whatever coupons or whatever that you're put in there, that they're created, that's good. Think about your logo. And then Canva is a really great place. If you want to design something yourself, ask for a die line or ask for the dimensions of that color card. And you can come right into Canva. And you can click create a design, custom dimensions. And let's say 5. Let's do like 7 by 5 and then centimeters. Create a design. And then what I can do, let's say it's fitness. Let's say it's a fitness product. Well, look at that. I mean, all these great photos right below, you know, that I could use. Okay. You know, oh, this one looks great, right? You know, so let's say I want this one. I'm going to just drag that in there and then I can click and I can change it around. I can upload my own UPC barcode here. I can drag it on the picture. And then when it's time to send it to my supplier, I can click publish, download as a PDF print and PDF print and send it to them. And then they will have everything that they need to create this product. So that's what I would recommend. And then you can always come back into here and, you know, and change it if you're wanting to DIY. Okay. That was a lot of information on packaging. I hope it was helpful. Get out there and sell some stuff.
Thanks for tuning in. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, sellerseo.com and amazingathome.com.